I don't like to do this, but it's part of the program, so we don't have to stop anything. Just so something on the first chalik and something on the second chalik, the Tana Mitzvah. So the Rebbe went through that Machlokes in the Gemara, Rebbe Lozner, Rebbe Kiva, the Tana Mitzvah. This has happened before, the Kufis HaShavtis in Yisrael. Vayitzi Oysom, Meretz Mitzrayim, the Sukkos HaShavtis is talking about Anan Yaakov, according to Rebbe Lozner, talking about Sukkos Mamesh, according to Rebbe Akiva. The Psak LaHaloch of Intur and the Shulchan Aruch comes out like Rebbe Lozner, which is the Chiddush, that we don't usually pass like Rebbe Lozner, Machmir Rebbe Akiva, usually it's Machmir Rebbe Akiva, Mechaveiroi. And anyways, we paskin that Haloch is that the Tam and Mitzvah is because of Anan Yaakovit. What role does that play, Haloch LeMaisa, in Kavonat HaMitzvah? We didn't go through so stark, notice in the Taz, there's a discussion, there's a discussion in the back of the net, I believe we'll get back to that, to go through more practically speaking. Torah usually doesn't bring Tam and HaMitzvah just to give us background. It's in the Gehla Haloch LeMaisa, so we'll discuss that Mitzvah one day. But this that we passing like the Beloza, that halacha is that the time is because of Anan Yaakovit, many bring Rashi and Chumash, that Rashi says in the Pasuk, Anan Yaakovit, that Rashi thing, that see, Rashi passing like the Beloza. Just a Ha'ora, I don't know if it's right or not, but that's what Ha'ora saw. The Mizrahi, we saw that the Mizrahi said that why does the Rashi passing like the Beloza? Rashi says, even Bachmer Rebbe Kiva. Rashi says, because the Besikas Hashavti is Bnei Yisrael, the Loshon Hashavti. It's Mashma that I, the Rebbeinu Shalom, sat in the Sukkah. It's Mashma Anan Yaakovit, as opposed to Rebbe Kiva's time. So it's Mamish, the Loshon should have been Hoshav, the Yosha, Yoshav in Bnei Yisrael. That's it, they sat in the Mash. A nice time. The Kriyankiv Agav, the Mitzvah, the Kriyankiv says that because of a nice Torah, Le Masbik, the Lahitzi, Medivit Tanoim, and the Loshon, and then the Kriyankiv. So we don't. Just because you have a svara, doesn't in the diak of the pasuk is not enough. Mashatida talked to the Kukri Yankiv. Mishum the loshin hashavti mashmikir lo danan nekovet ayu do Rebbe Kiva halim em yoshu. Ein ze maspik lahachia miloshin akos bein hatanoim. Rebbe Lozner Rebbe Kiva machloek is what it means. And you're going to go ahead with this man who agrees to you the loshin hashavti to paskin between them. Talked to Erflaner that that's not the way to paskin. But in any case, that's what the Mizrahi says. We know the klal of Rashi and Chumash. The Rashi is not coming to Paskin Halacha and Chumash. Rashi is coming to the Mefarash Sukkim. Rashi and Mefarash Sukkim. I feel it loyally with the Hukkasa. If that's the Poshet Chad in the Pasuk. If the Rashi is saying that the word Hashavti leans more to the Poshet Chad, meaning Anani Yaakovit, because Hashavti otherwise should have said Yoshu. The Rashi is saying Anani Yaakovit could be has nothing to do with how we should Paskin Halacha, but simply because he's being Mefarash and Poshet Chumash. That's why he's in the Pharisee. Not to say that that's the Psak Lalocha. Well, we think that's pretty poshut, and would have gone on, except I noticed that the Taz, the Lishoinoi, he's the sign to Rashi as Mikor that's be passing like a Beloza of Anan Yaakov and not like a Bekiva. So, moving into the Taz wins. I just don't know why. Just a Ha'orah. Another Ha'orah. And this is an old Ha'orah, I don't believe it's mine, I don't remember who did this. I think maybe when my son asked me this many years ago, about 10 years ago. And I don't have a good answer. And Abdul Abbasam has a good answer. I'm very excited to hear a good answer. Rashi says on the Gemara, and the Fidalis and the Beis, and the Gemara says, the Machloik is the Rebbe Lozner and Rebbe Akiva. So on the words of Sukkis Mamish, Shittas Rebbe Akiva is that Sukkis Mamish, the Rashi, Mipnei Hachamu, they sat in Sukkis Mamish, Mipnei Hachamu, the Shas Chani Yosan, the camp. For your oysim sukkos, b'nei sukkos. Now, we know that everybody agrees that they were not yachot. The only question is, when the pasuk says b'sukkos hashavti, is it referring to the nature of an yachot? It is referring to the inyan of sukkos mamish. But everybody agrees with an yachot. If the an yachot, the Rashi says in Yevomos Daf Ayin Beis, Rashi says mefurish. The loy, the Gemara talks about that they do have no bris in the midbar. First, Rashi says that there was no chama, that the chama wasn't able to be yoyer toychan on him. That's not halacha shulchan aruch paskin. That we said in the tukis, right? Because if it's tukis mamish, that we said because the sheriff and the shemesh couldn't go in. So the some did not go in through the ananikov. The whole shmuz and the shmakas swan that discussed, you know, how the kinetic fires on the kaddish levonik. They couldn't see the moon. They couldn't see the moon the whole for 40 years. They couldn't see heaven. They didn't have the sun. So if they didn't have the sun, so why were they making tukis mamish? So the Ramban and the Ben Ezra off they give out. The Ramban says, the Ben Ezra says even more clearly, the words of Ben Ezra. The Ben Ezra says the words, that why the klal is so why do we have sukkos in Tishrei and not in Nisan, right? That's the right question. So it's question. The Zohar Ibn Ezra
אם יש לו שוי ולומר בתשלי את עושה מיצה יש לו הושב כי ענן השם הוי על המחנה יוימם והשם יש לו יקב so השם יש לו לא גונגן וממוס תשלי תרגע נקול okay, last is to get before a court the court that's why they're there. That's why they're bound to the same thing. But the reason why you have to do a sukkah and tishrei is because they didn't make the sukkah mamish until tishrei. What did that time? Because the time of Bekiva. Right? They started making it. Why? Because of the cold. That's when it started getting cold. But till then they didn't need it because there was no sun. That's very gishmak. But Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi said they made it and said they made it the sukkah mamish. Why they did it, I don't know. Some that's a good pshat. Maybe a pshat or something. Not be Jewish, but you know, there were some people that weren't in the mission, they're not in the Kodak, and the Kodak, and the Rishon, the people kicked out of the Nani Kodak, and the Nifas, and the Nani Kodak, so doing it asking for them.
Maybe
that's very Muslim.
Chamma
mitit?
It's
a chamma bishas chamiyosan, how you always can do this? I hear it, it's a chamma, it's not mashma heat. Rashi said that they made the Sukkot mamish because of the sun, so they wanted to get in the shade. Right? The Bashbis, unless you say it's heat. Right? The Hanani Kovat already blacked the sun. Why didn't you say his mamash to black the sun?
Yeah. But what they need it for? Yeah. Why?
Why would they make it? They make it because of the sun, the sun's already been blacked.
So,
don't say that. Why should they play
Hachamu?
When
did Hanani Kovat start?
What?
When did Hanani Kovat start?
Pashbis said, yeah, that's what he's showing. That's somebody he wanted to say once. That Pashbis is showing his mamash right away. When did Hanani Kovat just start right away? Should his mamash maybe start away? Hanani Kovat Pashbis started right away. There were some people that were there. Maybe you want to say the whole mitzvah sukkah is for the people that were there. Gavaldi kipshat. I was like, love such a pshat. You hear such a noisy gazach. You know, the whole sukkah of sukkah that we're going to the sukkah. Mitzvah shtivol, yah, the bala avela, we're totally in the sukkah. And the whole sukkah is only for the people that mamish would have shown me kick that I know. Gavaldi kipshat, that's what I wanted to say. I don't want to say problem though, you said it. Okay. Yes?
He's also masking that. Right. Why
does he say
of that?
Why doesn't he agree with other
man?
Okay.
Maybe
could
be
Kiva
than only in a size and
not a cup. Maybe then that's what it's a big Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi said that that the Anani Kovit were mafriya that the Chama shouldn't be yours. What? Maybe it's being first time learned, now it's Bekiva.
He
didn't make carpet such a thing. No, it said there were all six sides of the Rebbe Lezer on top, and I'm bad in the night of it. All in Rebbe Lezer, only Bekiva holders, only them. Hey, if we find such a place, then it can happen. Okay, let's just move on a little bit, because I promised everybody I won't go too much into them, put it back. I'm ahead of them for a fact. The second sugya was discussing mitzvah yeshiva sukkah, which basically, the Rashi was that the mitzvah yeshiva sukkah is achiva, shtiyah, and shina, vada the yeshiva of the sukkah means leisha of the sukkah, means mitzakev of the sukkah, to stay in the sukkah, to live in the sukkah. Over the bracha we're going to learn, I think we'll have a sugya on that also, Mitzvah Shem, to first discuss the mitzvah, the bracha of mitzvah of Rashi Shem, first the leisha of the sukkah, was niskan on the achiva of the sukkah, not even on the shina, just a sugya in itself. But Lemaisa mitzvahs, there's an iser, not iser to be after the sukkah, the pastor, the sheish shesh avoid, as an oridika choyme, that you have to be in the sukkah 24/7 anytime you go out. There's only mamash and oinus, you have to run back in, otherwise being over and hanging in the sukkah. The photocopy of that sheish shesh avoid, it's sparked and haven't hanged much of it. There is. The kids are in the basement, I'm sorry, I'm stuck. But the mitzvah that you're even iser if you're not there to do it afterwards, that is achila, shtiyah, and shina. Shtiyah is a big shmuz, exactly which shtiyah is kviyas, but the point of achila, shtiyah, and shina in the oven shall kviyas is also to be done outside of the sukkah. If Shlomo Zalman has a gishmak yishayla, and it's totally on exactly how do you learn a few things, just bring out the point and not get too involved. Me, Shenirdom, La Oinse, Chutz, La Sukkah, Zogt, B'Shlam, Zalman. Well, before B'Shlam, Zalman, for a second. The Ben Ishchai. Ben Ishchai, in Pashas Adinu, says, if somebody is sitting by Kriyas HaToyden, he says, you see a Chaver by Kriyas HaToyden, I don't know why he didn't say Shir, maybe it's just people who are saying Shir on Sukkahs, and you see Chaverdo is Nirdom, he's starting to fall asleep, middle of Kriyas HaToyden. Zogt, Ben Ishchai, you have to wake him up. He's being Oiv and Issa. When you're Oiv and Issa sleeping outside the Sukkah, you have to wake him up. But Shdosh state in Ben Ishchai, because we know that Shina's Arai, Fidlu, Shiva's Arai, it's considered Kva, and maybe you have to wake him up. But Shdosh state in Ben Ishchai. Shlomo Zalman says, Mishan Yidam Elo Oinchus the Sukkah, not his words, but they quote it as if they're his words. Mishan Yidam Elo Oinchus the Sukkah, ain't Tzvichim like it. You don't have to wake him up.
Why? Hoyev Yoshin potter men hamitzvus. So this is a big shmuta that we won't talk about. If Yoshin, somebody that's sleeping, is potter men hamitzvus. There's a big discussion in Hilchos Tumah. They have the kohen is sleeping in the house and there's a mace, you have to wake him up. They have a discussion. They say, hey, maybe the shmuta, somebody sleeps in the tzitzis, maybe he has to make a new bracha and wakes up. He's potter men hamitzvus. He wasn't mimkayim to tzitzis in the rukim mitzvus. That was later. Many discussions like this. There's a discussion in the Shulchan Mishnah Berurah, discussed that somebody sleeping is a mitzvah for a star for a minion. Many show him how they can mitzvah for somebody sleeping for a minion. That's 10. He's one of the 10. We wake somebody up for Kriya Shema. There's tshuvas about that, right? Because maybe it's bothering him. He's sleeping. He's bothering him. Mitzvahs. Anyway, that's Rishon Zalman's words. Hoyev Yosha Potem and Amitzvah. Mamela, you don't have to wake him up. There's no problem if he's sleeping. If you see somebody sleeping outside the sukkah. Lemaisa, forget about the concept and the topic of Yosha and Potem and Amitzvah. There's a Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara says that somebody is sitting in the Sukkah and starts to rain, sleeping in the Sukkah. It means both, eating a student and sleeping. We'll talk about the sleeping. Somebody's sleeping in the Sukkah and starts to rain, he's allowed to go inside. Goes to sleep inside. The Gemara says he has to go back in the Sukkah to give his toys. How do we pass him exactly? But bottom line, Shulchan Aruch is when it reaches the Alois HaShachar and he wakes up, doesn't have to wake up by Allah Shashah, doesn't have to set an alarm clock, and it doesn't have to tell anybody to wake him up. And nobody has to wake him up, even if they see him sleeping. Right? You don't have to wake him up after Allah Shashah. And Mashman Mavur clearly in the Loshan Shulchan Aruch is because he went outside into the Sukkah, he went outside, he left already. And the halacha is that once he's that his Messiah is put in the Sukkah, Tircha, big Tircha is a god that's called Messiah, Memela, he's put in the Sukkah. In the Banner, this is the Shlomo Zalman many times. The Mashma, after he started to wake him up and going, he's chayiv in the Sukkah. No, but then he's put in the Sukkah. Dine Sukkah of Hilchis Messiah, the Tircha, is put in the Sukkah, Memela, he's right. Okay, the Shlomo Zalman, the Shlomo Zalman always made away with it. He said, it's posher that it's choluk, and it doesn't say what it was. And then bring time doesn't allow to go through what they have a hashor of what that chiluk could be. There's a discussion in from Tzvi Pesach Frank. Sorry, from Emil Diskin. Emil Diskin also has a discussion if you have to wake somebody up if you're sleeping outside of the sukkah. Over there, they bring a very shmaki shmuz that. The same idea that the lashon of the mission is that somebody sleeping on the neser is possible. It's possible. The neser of dalit is possible. So they bring that and says yoshin tachta. Why say yoshin? The Tos Yom Tov says yoshin. He brings it says pshat. The Meir Diskin says the reason why he says yoshin is because only tachta is the problem. But to sleep right next to it with a very good chance that you're going to roll over when you're sleeping and be sleeping on this, no problem. But on yoshin you're potter, there's no problem. He wants to learn pshat in the mission. They get shmak pshat in the mission. There is a shtigosira, and I can go into it. Good. I just want to say one thing. That many bring, and Adirabba, I would love a little help on this, because many bring, they bring from Rabbi Yashiv, in Chuchas Chag V'Chag brings from Rabbi Yashiv, in Nibay Slave from Vosna, Paskins this way, they all bring Lemaisa, you don't have to wake the person up. You see some German outside the Sukkah, you don't have to wake them up. And what's the Raya? Many bring this lotion. There's a Gemara on the Chavov, the Gemara says that. The Gemara says that. One second, let's just find the. The Gemara says that this figure we mentioned, the Shinas Arai, is also outside the Sukkah. Also, Abaye says the reason why Shinas Arai is outside the Sukkah is because Shem Yirdam. You might fall asleep in deeper sleep. Right? So the Gemara says Shem Yirdam, so make a Shoyma. Shoyma Arvech Arvech Tzorich. Maybe he'll fall asleep. He's not a Shoyma. Yeah, maybe he'll fall asleep. So the Gemara says. Then the Gemara goes into Rova. So the. In the back of the Gemara, the Chidushim from Rebbe Moshe Horowitz, he says from here, noted the Kazakh. The Gemara is talking about Tefillin and Sukkah. The Gemara is both. Zot Rebbe Moshe Horowitz. Arvich Arvich Tzorech. He says, Tzorechin. The author also leish of Rega chutz the Sukkah with Tefillin Shem Yidam. You tell me, you're afraid that person will fall asleep, so you should never let him sit down after the Sukkah for a minute. He might fall asleep. Right? The Ori might fall asleep. The Shem might fall asleep. So never let him sit down. Okay, how can I sit in Tefillin? I might fall asleep. That's a chapella. You're worried that person might fall asleep. How can a person ever sit in the throne? Might fall asleep. How can a person ever go to the silk? Might fall asleep. So he says, "Mikan raya." He says, "No, the gezach." The name is a raya bruder. Shem yoshen me'atzmoi ein chshun chash klal. Rak. The only problem is kishoyichev lishon. I want to go to sleep, and I'm saying mechaveira. And this smich is not good because maybe he's going to fall asleep. That's also mishum shinas aray. So you see clearly, Moshe Baruch Hu says, what's the issue of sleeping outside the sukkah? Is it sleeping outside the sukkah? It's not sleeping. It's going to sleep.
somebody that happens to be sleeping, but he didn't go to sleep, he fell asleep. Whatever the case was, not a problem. I don't understand this for one very quick reason. The words from here, how do you learn these words? The words could be learned this way, I could learn the words differently. I'll tell you why I want to learn them differently. Shem Yishu, listen to the words again. Minim is Eri Ayibrud. Is that what? Shem Yishu, may ask me somebody fall asleep. In Shom Chashash Kral. There's no problem. That's the way they're learning. I want to learn like this. Shem Yoshe, may ask me. In Shom Chashash Kral. That to fall asleep, there's no such Chashash. Sounds a little weird. Sounds like the Def Shad is a little bit better. Right? But he's talking about Tfilin. He's talking about Sukkah and Tfilin. By Tfilin, you're telling me that what? If you fall asleep by yourself, there's no problem. A father is also sleeping in Tfilin. There should be Zoyin at Tfilin. There's no way you could possibly say that by Vasuk, you could say, it's just sleeping. So if you fall asleep, not a problem. Fine. But Tfilin, you can say such a thing. And you're talking about both. There's no words again. So, Achid, also, Leisha, Rega, Chutz, the Sukkah, Oy, Bet, Tfilin, Shem, Yidam? No problem. Because you fall asleep, eh, Shash, Kral. The law, Emet. That's not true by Hilchot Tfilin. So I think the words mean, Shem, the way he's answering, Rai Bruce, Shem Yoshe, me ask my ain't shuk shash klan. There is no shash klan. He's going to fall asleep by himself. That's what the words mean. What? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. 100%. Yeah. That's halacha l'maaseh. That's 100%. Right? So the words mean, Shem Yoshe, me ask my ain't shuk shash klan. Right? And I think that's the words. If those words mean like that, he's not saying nothing to an else, do you? And there's no Rai Bechlau. I'll do it this way. And I saw, looked at it last night, and I saw how I can decide when it's farm, it's not written this way. But now, this morning, looking at it again, I think my way is also very sure. Because he's coming to answer. The Gemara says, there is a chash that Hashem is going to fall asleep. What's he answering? Say, yes, so how can you ever sit in his room? How can you sit in my fall asleep? The answering, I read you, Shem Yoshein, my atzmoy, and there's no chash to fall asleep. Most says there is. You can't even read it like I'm saying. So I don't know what he's saying, but they bring the right thing, Aloch Lamaisa, and I can go, but it's ready at 11:45. But one other case that they discuss, and depending on how you learn it, will be Nachgemina. The Shlomo Zalman says, "Who adin? Somebody sleeping in the sukkah, and you need room. You want to go sleep in the sukkah? No, but he's sleeping in the sukkah. You want to stay all night? Yeah, what are you going to do? Sleep now. No problem. Put them in a mattress. Sleep right out and go in. Lochem night. So Shlomo Zalman, no problem. If he knows he can do that, he shouldn't go to sleep. That's something else. We work that out a different time. But the person in Shlomo Zalman, that only goes if he yoshin put them in a mattress. If it's for other reasons, could be it wouldn't work. Then he's more of an idiot. Maybe we'll start really a different time.